Welcome to Magic on Magic with your host, Magic. And that's me, Magic, M-A-J-I-C, coming to you via the BelowTopSecret.com BTS Talk feed. And the topic is Magic on Magic by Magic. Okay, I think I got that out of the way. So, I hinted at this in the Silence is Deafening pod thread that Mr. Wolfie started. And, I said, it's been a while since I did a podcast here, and, I'm feeling kind of cheap. My producer comes up to me, and he says, Magic, you need to get some podcasts out there. You slipped to number 5 on Phobet's play chart, and used to be number 4 there, buddy. Yeah, I don't know, you might have jumped the shark. So, I'm saying, all right, okay, just give me a microphone and I'll just let the magic flow, man. Just let it happen. Just let the magic get out there. And so that's kind of what it's all about. Okay, there's another aspect of this. You can kind of hear it. I got kind of a sore throat. So that's kind of an element here, too. And, there's something else. Okay, so but before we get too far along on whatever sub-referencing diatribe digression tangential thing I get onto, I just wanted to give an idea of what this whole magic on magic thing is. I mean, it sounds kind of kinky. But here's the dealio. I just want to have a pod thread where I talk about me. Yeah, unlike all the other pod threads where I talk about me. But no, okay, here's just kind of like, and I might serialize the thread a little bit. I might even dig up some old World of Magics. Who knows? But here's, just a, there's kind of a multifold purpose here. One of them is just, it's easy to get a little uptight about doing your podcast, and sometimes I like to, do some music, and I'll get to that, by the way, the whole music thing. There's news on that front, as I alluded to in Mr. Whoopi's pod thread. And that pod thread, by the way, just put in a plug for Mr. Whoopi, is The Silence is Deafening in the BTS Talk feed. Strongly recommend you check it out, because it does, after all, have Mr. Whoopi on it. So this whole idea of magic of magic, it's just me talking about me and what I'm doing, basically. So it's like a status report, or stat rep, as they say in the military. So that's kind of what this is all about. So, okay, what's up? Well, new year here, and I'm still very relieved about the nothing much instead of something big. Very, very relieving, and it's kind of like, I have a little chance to think about things, and here's my attitude on all that, because it's really easy to just, live in fear of the future and stuff like that. I do it. I've done it all my life. I'm used to it. I'm sure some of my fellow members know what it's like to go, the world's going to end, whatever. Screw that. I think that the best way to go here is live until you die. The world's going to end sometime. I'm hoping a real long time from now. And in the meantime, why not make the most of it? Why sit around waiting? It'd be kind of like going into a movie, and you're sitting there, and the first thing that you do when you sit down the movie is like, oh my God, in 2 hours, this movie's going to be over, and then I won't be watching the movie anymore. Oh my God. And that's what happens is, if you watch the whole movie with the notion that, oh my God, the movie's going to be over, and then I won't be watching the movie anymore, well, how the hell are you going to enjoy the movie? So that's just all I'm saying here. And while that may not be philosophy up to the high standards of, say, Vic Tayback or the great Yogi Berra, I like to think that it's still just some good down-home, commonsensical kind of philosophy for those of you who are into philosophy. moving right along. I've been doing some other stuff, too. Santa brought me a new computer. Now, it just arrived recently. Actually, just arrived last week. Took a little while to get it built and stuff. Oh, and a commercial plug out there for ADK Pro Audio. Thank you very much for building me a killer. I'm trying not to say the ass word because I don't want to have to use the explicit tag. So don't tell anybody I said that. And besides, I meant donkey, right? Okay. So got this new computer. It's like in this rack mount case. It's a dual Opteron system. I got a couple of Opteron 248s in there. That's like a 2.2 gigahertz Opteron. But there's two of them. So, double your pleasure, double your fun. It's also got some really... Oh, okay. Geek alert. Okay. Whoa, I almost forgot to give the geek alert. All right, geek alert. Yeah, so I'm going to talk about gear now. So people who aren't into gear, you can just fast forward or just turn this off. I'll be straight with you. What you've heard so far is about what you're going to get going forward. So, oh man, you want to talk about how low can I go? All right, so anyway, gear. So yeah, I got the new dual Opteron system. This machine, I have dubbed it Apollo, by the way, and that's in honor of, you know, a lot of people don't know that Apollo is the Greek god of music, and a lot of other things, too, like reason and stuff like that. You know, old Rush fans out there might remember, you know, Apollo was astonished, Dionysus thought me mad, or something like that, right? Well, it's the same Apollo, but the thing about Apollo is he's a musician too. So I call my my new workstation, it's a music workstation, it's called Apollo, and all that workstation is for, I haven't loaded any games on it or anything, I know I'm going to, and by the way, Nurky, I'm a gamer, so yeah, I was thinking maybe, I just don't want to put Steam on it, all this stuff it does to the registry, so I'm trying to keep this machine nice and relatively pristine. So what does it have on it? Well, it's got Windows XP Pro, but pretty much have to have that for the apps. I mean, I like Linux, but applications, man. So anyway, yeah, and I'm sure some Linux purists out there will just be going, yeah, right, Magic, you sellout. It used to be about the open source, man. But hey, whatever. I just want to make music, you know. So yeah, Windows XP, and I got some new software. I use Sonar 5 Professional, or actually Producer Edition, to actually do the sequencing. I really haven't had much in the way of actual good synthesized instruments until now. So I invested in some Native Instruments goodies. So one of them's called Contact 2, and it's badass. Oops, there's the A word again. I also got Battery 2 for drums, which is a Contact 2 can actually do some great drums, but Battery 2 allows you to do some really cool stuff with the drums. It's really awesome. So I got those two, and so now I basically have a digital orchestra that we could consider perhaps worthy of my mellifluous voice, which sounds like crap right now. Oh, there's the C word. All right. Oh, man, I'm going to have to put an explicit tag on this. I'm just going to put an explicit on that tag on this, and darn the consequences. Oh, yeah. All right. So here we are. Look at this. 7.5 minutes. I can't believe this. How do I get away with this stuff? All right. Well, I'm just going to talk about the gear some more here. I got the dual Opteron system. It's got a couple 300 gig hard drives. I made them into a RAID 0. So it's not a redundant RAID. So, I got to do a lot of backups on it. And, it's got a Matrox, I think a 640, dual DVI. So I can put a second. I got this rather nice Samsung 204T 1600 by 1200 monitor. That's pretty sweet. So the system's looking pretty good now. Let's see. Oh, and of course, I got this really cool Plexstore DVD, plus minus RW does it all. Apparently, it's also pretty good for CD mastering, so that'll be kind of cool. Oh, yeah, and today, I got Sony SoundForge 8. That just arrived today with Disk Architect and its mastering software. So basically, after I do all the stuff that I do in Sonar and mix everything down and get my what I consider my final stuff, then I can take this mastering software and go through and professionalize the sound. So I'm really getting serious about this this music stuff. Last summer, Wings of Grey, it's like I'd never done an album before, and I said, well, I'll try and do an album, and I procrastinated, and, there's this album contest, and I said, oh, okay, July 31st. So July 23rd, I said, okay, I better get busy. And so over the next 9 days, I basically said, all right, here we go, so... That was really 22nd, 23rd. I don't even remember. I was so manic. But so that's how Wings of Grey came about. And right now, just to give you an idea, what am I doing in terms of albums? I have 7 album concepts lined up right now. And I have very distinct, I got sketches for them. I got song titles. I mean, not all of them are fully developed, but each album's got specific themes. Just to give you an idea, the next two that are up on the deck, the first one that I was going to do by the end of last year, but I didn't, and I'm glad I waited because this new stuff that I got is so going to make it sound so much better. That album's called Roxor, and that's kind of a rock album. The song "The Sun Will Rise Again" is one of the songs off there. That's actually one of the not so rocky songs on there, and I kind of kicked that one out the door for Willie Palooza in honor of our beloved William Wunsack, adored by millions, and it's great. You know, William posted on the saw his post. He's back, although he's got a rest. So hey, William, shout out, homie. Next after that, this is an album I actually conceived in detail back in November. It's an album called Hey, and you just have to hear it to appreciate it. I think that's actually going to be an excellent album. And then there's other album concepts like Shadows of the Stars, Meditations for my brother Paul Richard Avedar out there. Meditations is going to be like a meditation album, and I've got some cool stuff I'm planning to do for that. Let's see. I mentioned Shadows of Stars. I got some other stuff. I'm going to do a soundtrack for my fan fiction called Motto of Stone Mill, which is based on Hibernate Renmei, of course. And I want to do actually kind of a traditional soundtrack, a lot of short songs that are kind of in the same vein as the original Hibernate Renmei soundtrack, which just rocks. It's an excellent soundtrack. In a classical kind of way. Let's see. What else? I've got these other albums. I've got this stuff all... I guess I could look it up, but hell with that. My point being, the inspiration's there. Now I just have to basically learn how to use all these new tools, and I'm hoping that, probably, that's another thing. So what am I doing? Well, on Monday, January 16th, I'm leaving town. I'm going and I'm heading out for the road. I'm going to be traveling with my sister on a West Coast tour. She's coming out and visiting from Singapore, and so we're going to do a little visiting and that kind of stuff. It's going to be fun. And I'll be driving my new Jeep Liberty around. That's kind of cool. I like that. Diesel. Liberty Diesel. Very, very nice vehicle. So, all these fun new toys. It's great to be me. Well, anyway, we're up to 11 and a half minutes, and I just kind of wanted to drop in, throw a gratuitous podcast out there. And that's one of the things, for any of my fellow members, my fellow podcasters out there, if you're thinking, oh, man, I just don't have an idea for a podcast or whatever, well, then just grab the mic and just go for it. I mean, come on. It's just podcasting. I mean, as Skeptic was saying, most of the people that listen to podcasts, most of the people that listen to podcasts say probably the best podcasts are just where you grab a mic and you start talking into it, so you're not sitting there reading off a script, and that's why I wear the bow tie. You just sound more natural when you're talking into a mic and just talk like you'd be talking to someone else sitting in the room. And in my case, podcasting's really easy because usually when someone else is sitting in the room, they're not allowed to talk anyway. I just talk too much. So, for me, podcasting is about the same as a typical conversation. The only difference is, I don't hear yeah and magic, please just kill me now, in response to what I'm saying. So I just have to keep talking, which, as it turns out, is something I enjoy doing, as I suspect you have already figured out. So maybe I'm the exception to the rule, and maybe I'm a good reason why not necessarily the best podcast or just some guy jabbering into a mic. But nonetheless, I just wanted to encourage my fellow members out there. Grab that mic and do a little podcasting if you want. And, tell us what you're doing. Hell, what you get for Christmas, But anyway, this has been the first and what many may hope will be the last installment of Magic on Magic. But, don't bank on it. I'll probably do at least one or two or 20 more before I go on vacation. Get a little extra ATS fix time in before I go out on the road. Because when I leave on Monday, that's the 16th of January, I'm just realizing other people might hear this podcast like 3 months from now and not know what the hell I'm talking about. So I'm talking about January 16th, 2006, and probably be back, scheduled to come back around the end of January. So it's a couple of weeks worth of road trip in there. And I'm looking forward to it. I've been locked up, winter cabin fever and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, I'll probably do some other podcasts on other stuff as well, and just as bad as this one. But hey, lucky you. You've got the control in front of you. I'll bet you could just turn this off anytime you want, like right about now.